Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Here to talk about what the Republican Party has to offer women, the chairwoman of the RNC, Ronna McDaniel. Ronna, it's a pleasure to talk to you today. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me again on your show. I appreciate it.
So when you hear Beto championing women there, and he wants to unseat Donald Trump in 2020, what do you think about his stance there on behalf of women? And what does Trump and the Republican Party have to offer in return?
Well, I think it's important to look at what the Trump administration has done for women in these past 2 years. Unemployment rates have dropped to the lowest in 65 years for women. They doubled the child tax credit. 2.5 million of the new jobs that have come into our country have been filled by women. I mean, this is a president who's contributed to STEM education for young women and certainly puts women in leadership positions throughout his administration. Now, Beto O'Rourke, I know he's the new rock star for the Democrat Party. He has no legislative accomplishments. The only thing he's ever done is put legislation forward to name a courthouse. He was in Congress for 6 years, ran for Senate against Ted Cruz, and lost, and now has launched his presidential campaign in Vanity Fair. I think that's the perfect venue for him because it is about vanity for Beto O'Rourke. But I certainly think the leadership in the Democrat Party is lacking, and we've seen that recently, especially with these new bills coming forward that allow women to even abort babies on their due date as they're being born. And why haven't Democrats spoken out against that horrific act?
Yeah.
And I don't even think that's abortion. I think that's murder. If a baby's born and then you're deciding to not take care of it and not provide the health care that it deserves, that's called murder.
Absolutely. And I like that you said murder. I'm sick and tired of hearing the word infanticide. I wish we'd use the word homicide, because infanticide makes it seem like it's exceptional or something separate than what it would happen if that was a baby in a car seat going home from the hospital to two parents who really wanted to, you know, have that child. It is murder. You know, I want to ask you, how do you define women's reproductive health? Because the Democrats claim that is a women's issue. They've never considered my position on that issue. Somehow I'm out of lockstep with women's issue and Beto is in lockstep with those women's issues. Someone's going to have to explain that to me. But how do we as Republicans explain our position on what is commonly heard of when it comes to women's issues?
Well, Democrats have very strategically co-opted the word women's health, and it's really code for them to say pro-abortion or pro-choice. But they're putting it in with everything having to do with women's health to not talk about that issue, because a lot of people are divided on that singular issue. Of course, Republicans are for mammograms and making sure women are able to take care of themselves and getting the health care they need. But there is a difference between funding Planned Parenthood for taxpayer-funded abortions, which isn't legal. So there are things that we can have a difference of opinion on, but by throwing it all under the umbrella of women's health, Democrats get to talk about it in a way that separates Republicans out from this issue, and it's just false.
Yeah, I think it's important that we stay outspoken on it. And, you know, women aren't all Democrats and all Democrats aren't women. There's a lot to offer in the Republican Party, and your gender doesn't qualify you or disqualify you from being included, for sure. I wanted to ask you about the Senate voting right now on the national emergency. We know that it's likely that they're going to send this back to the president's desk. He said he's going to veto it. People are wondering if there's some sort of is there an update? Is it done?
Yeah, it will be sent back. The Senate will vote to uphold this
overturning
of the national emergency.
My question for you, and we're speaking with the chairman of the RNC, Ronna McDaniel. What is the health of the Republican Party, the political party that needs to support this president going forward into a 2020 race?
Well, one, I will say I absolutely support our president declaring this national emergency. And as you listen to our border agents, as you listen to Kirstjen Nielsen, the Secretary of Homeland Security, about the numbers and the crisis at our border, it is very real. The president's first and foremost obligation is the safety of the American people, and he is doing the right thing by declaring this national emergency, something that has been given to him, that power, through Congress. That's been used close to 60 times since the 70s when this was passed. I don't think the fracture in our party is around border security. I think all these Republicans agree with that. They just don't agree with the ability of the executive to be able to declare a national emergency. I think that's a conversation for a different time, and I think conflating the two is a problem because we need to be a party that stands strong on border security. It's something we've run on, and I think we need to stand behind our president.
Do you think that, you know, maybe not in this specific issue, which is what is being voted on right now, is the president's declaration of the national emergency. That's very separate than these Republican senators specifically who are going to vote against the declaration but would vote for border security. Do you think that
Correct.
The Republican message on border security is in lockstep?
I think so. I think Republicans recognize the huge crisis that's happening at the border. I think on that issue, we're in lockstep. I think the issue right now is the national emergency declaration. The reality is this is going to get vetoed by the president, and then it's going to go back to the House of Representatives where they will not have enough votes mm-hmm. to override this veto. So this will stand. And I think every American, everybody in Missouri needs to look at these numbers. I mean, just since January of this year, 268,000 people have been apprehended at our border. That is a 300% increase over the same time last year. Asylum claims are up 1,700% over the past 10 years, and we have a backlog of 800,000 cases in our country. We just cannot handle this deluge of people, and I know why they're trying to come to this country. Many of them are coming because there are jobs and there is opportunity, but let's fix our immigration problem so that we can stop illegal immigration and create good, common sense, legal immigration that is merit-based, that's based on our job force, and prevents this inundation across our border. We should know who's coming into our country. You know, yesterday or 2 days ago, a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old were dropped off in San Diego just alone at the border. And as the police came to grab them because they were so concerned for the safety of these kids, 10 illegal immigrants or illegal aliens crossed and they were not apprehended. I mean, why would you put children in harm's way? This isn't good for anybody. Democrats know this. Republicans know this. The president's the only one acting on it.
Yeah, it is such a tragedy to see what's happening at the southern border. We're glad that the president is standing by the fact that he does think something desperately needs to be done. So we'll see how that veto goes, how quickly that happens. I want to ask you one last question. I got about a minute left here, but we were talking about being a Republican female. It's not easy to be an outspoken Republican female. Names like Ivanka Trump, Melania Trump, Sarah Sanders, Kirstjen Nielsen, Betsy DeVos, maybe even yourself, Ronna McDaniel. I know the challenges that I've had being an outspoken conservative female. What does it say to you, the vitriol that comes after these women when they stand up for what they've elected to believe in, what they think is important, and they get often a backlash for choosing to go the way of the other party, not the party that apparently stands behind women?
Well, it's certainly true that Republican conservative women are not celebrated at the same level that liberal Democrat women are. You look at Rolling Stone that just put all these Democrat congresswomen on the cover. You know, our first lady is one of the most wonderful first ladies with her Be Best initiative, and she gets none of the accolades that maybe a Michelle Obama would have gotten. So there is disparity. And what I will say to conservative women is we are conservative for a reason. We do not believe the government is the answer to all of our solutions. We believe in liberty. We believe in hard work. We believe in lower taxes. We believe in deregulation. We believe in good education. All these things, good health care, these are things we care about. this is not the time to go silent. We have to be bold. And no, we're not going to get the adulation, but we're on the right side of this. And these policies that the president is enacting is not only just helping women with the lowest unemployment in 65 years, but African-Americans who are also experienced the lowest unemployment in history, and same with Hispanic-Americans, the lowest in history. People are back at work. Wages are up. Republican policies are making lives better, and that's what we stand for as a party.
Amen. Chairwoman of the RNC, Ronna McDaniel, such a pleasure to speak with you today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.